Well, I mean, I think it just kind of depends on the team. There's teams that can come in and play in any condition. We know that. So, you know, but some teams, you know, aren't ready for it. You know, they don't play in it like, you know, we do. You know, we expect it come December. You know, sometimes even early in November, we have bad game weathers or bad weather games. So, you know, it just depends on the team, how they want to come in and handle it.
So do you hope for snow? I mean, is that what you're rooting for here?
You know, if you get snow, high winds, things like that, usually means you're running the ball. So, you know, as a running back, you do kind of hope for it. But at the same time, we got to go out and play in it as well. So it can, you know, limit some of the things we do in our offense. But, you know, we look forward to it.
Coach says you got to practice in it. He goes, yeah, it's cold out there. He goes, sometimes I don't like standing out there cold. But he says you got to. He goes, I know the players probably don't like it. But do you guys as players understand that, hey, if we're going to play well in it and use it as an advantage, we got to practice in it, whether we like it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we're going to play in. So go out there and get used to it throughout the week. You know, I know that it's what we got to go out there and do all our routes and our timing and things like that out there. So we expect it when we come in, knowing we have a home game and it's December, we expect to go out, you know, at least twice a week and practice in it.
For the right side of your line figures to be a little green this week. Maybe just speak from a protection perspective on your end. You know, maybe, you know, the tight ends, maybe guys got to give them a little bit of a hand here at times through the course of this game, maybe more than others. Maybe just speak to your protection.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, we'll be aware of. You know, we would like to see what those guys can do, though. You know, we're going to, you know, have some things in the game plan where we may be over there doing some chipping here and there. But I think that'll be dictated how they handle it. You know, if they're doing fine, you know, we'll let those guys handle that on themselves and, you know, just do what we do. You know, if we feel like we got to get over there, give Fitz a little more time back there, you know, it's something we're accustomed to doing, and it won't be hard for us to adjust to that.
Just in general, when you shake up the offensive line like that, what changes for a running back?
Well, I mean, just getting used to how they're going to block things. You know, offensive linemen are different in certain reads they get. They do things. Some are more comfortable with, you know, other schemes. So, I think going through this week, you know, it'll be a good key for us to see how they want to do things. And for the most part, it's going to be pretty similar, though. You know, we'll stay with the same schemes and things like that. And, you know, we'll just adjust on the fly.
Rams running defense was outstanding last week. What are your thoughts on facing them?
It'll be a good test for us. You know, we know they're physical, fast attacking defense. So it'll be a good test for us. You know, we're looking forward to it. You know, and we're excited about it. You know, to go into a game knowing that it's probably going to be bad weather and they have a good run defense is a good challenge that you like to go into, you know, as a running back.